All right, so today's question is, how do we handle when we're trying to be truthful with someone and they really don't want to hear that truth?
That is a very difficult place to be. I think a lot of us have been in different circumstances of that. I mean, I've had a friend who I had met in college, and we had bonded at a Christian organization on campus. And he was a groomsman in my wedding. And as the year has kind of gone by, he became more and more dependent on alcohol.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where it was ruling over his life. And me and several other of his close friends came to him repeatedly, talking to him about, like, hey, this is impacting you, this is impacting us. You know, it's really damaging to your faith, because he started questioning a lot about his own faith. And a lot of us try to kind of step into that conversation of what you're doing is very dangerous for yourself and those around us. And to say he didn't take it well would be an understatement. He went very ballistic and very aggravated towards all of us.
Sure.
And he would kind of mood swing between being kind and then being aggressive, and then would apologize for it. And so that was a very difficult position for me to be in, because it kind of put me and my wife in a very difficult position of trying to speak truth into his life.
Sure.
But realizing that I can only speak truth to him. I can't force him to see the truth.
Right.
And so unfortunately we had to cut ties with him because of the path he was going down, because for us, it was one thing to be like, I'm going to help you with this, but I'm not going to walk this path with you. And so I will help you from a distance.
Sure.
But even at that point, he didn't really want our help. And so
I think in today's culture, I feel that people don't want the truth. Mm. They want to hear their truth. We've all heard the statement, live your true selves. Mm. The problem with that is your truth changes constantly. Where God's truth, it does not. And so when we push out content, sometimes it rubs people the wrong way. Mm. We've had people email us just scathing emails of asking for funding or talking about living together versus getting married first, or maybe the pride movement that goes on in June. And we try to handle that offline and talking to that person or people, and rarely do they want our opinion. They want the luxury to react to our content and not hear any feedback. And I'm assuming that's kind of what people experience in everyday lives, that I always feel interventions only work in the movies. That actual one in person goes sideways quickly, and I would love to see a stat on how successful interventions are, because every time I've heard of one or talked about, you know, that person needs an intervention because of their drinking, their drugs, or whatever it is, the next sentence is, how do you think they would handle that? It would shatter friendships or families or relationships, whatever the thing is. And so it's tricky. I think that you have to get very okay with the outcome, knowing that, look, there's some things that I can do and there's things that I cannot do because of my faith. And you got to be okay if that causes some separation. Peter and Paul did not agree. Barnabas and Paul. Paul must have been kind of a little bit of a hothead, I guess. I don't know. But it was some sharp. The Bible describes it as a sharp disagreement between Barnabas and Paul. And they went their separate ways. So I thought it'd be good to talk about that this week, of how do we handle delivering truth that someone does not want to hear, you know?
Yeah, I think what helped me a lot during that time frame was counsel, godly counsel. I asked many people in my life what they would do in their, if they were in my situation. I asked questions like, you know, how have you been through something like this? And it's surprising enough for me, I realized a lot of people have been through very similar things.
Sure.
I got some really great advice that talked about like your line in the sand. And oftentimes when you step over that line in the sand, you don't realize it.
Sure.
And then 20, 40 steps away, you look back and you are so far from that line, you can't even tell where it is.
Yeah.
And so it's very, very easy to fall into, well, there's a difference between loving them and being truth to them.
Sure.
I had a friend who came out to me when I was in college, and I had known her for like half my life. Mm-hmm. And I debated very heavily on how to handle that conversation.
Sure.
And it came to light that, you know, I would still love her both as, you know, a person and basically a close family member because they were a family friend. And she basically did not take that love and felt that if I did not agree with all of her, I basically was not a friend to her.
Sure.
And she walked away.
Right.
And I had to be very okay with that decision of like, yeah, that's your choice to walk away, but it's also my choice to stay close to my faith and tell you that, hey, I still love you, but I don't agree with what you're doing.
You think these kind of conversations would only happen with strangers in the park.
Right.
Or somewhat associates, right? So like school friends, coworkers. It's always jarring when it's someone close.
Mm.
And I do think that if you were to take a poll in a church and someone would say, okay, everybody who likes blue, stand up. And people would stand up, and people who don't like blue would stay seated, kind of thing. Kind of like in Congress, when you see like half of them stand up and sit down. And then the questions would turn a little bit more difficult. Oh, you for this? And that person who you may have known for the last 15 years of your life stands up, and you're like, how in the world do you believe that? Or are you for that? And they say, well, how are you not? You
know?
And so having those discussions, and we always talk about truth and grace. And so this past week we had to, you know, email a man, and I told him, I said, it brings me no joy in delivering this email. We prayed about it, talked about it, but I would not feel comfortable in my faith if we did not address it.
Mm.
Didn't do it publicly, sent him an email. We have not heard back yet, but if it does, you know, evolve a conversation, that's great. If it doesn't, at least I've had the opportunity to set the record straight of what I believe and what Uncommon stands for. And will I always get it right? No. But that's when we all need to be staying in the Word and holding that, our truth, up to God's truth. Because you don't know a crooked stick unless you got a straight stick.
Right.
And we tend to be crooked sticks all the time.
Yeah.
And so it's important for us to pass that through the Holy Spirit. And it took us off guard because this person had been following Uncommon for a number of years. And I'm like, well, there's nothing in our content that would say that we do that.
Mm.
So why do you think it's okay? And so I'm waiting to hear back on that. But I wanted to kind of just touch on that today in our podcast. If you are listening to this and you have some comments or some questions of how you've handled this kind of situation in your own life, please leave them below. You don't have to get into in-depth discussion, but maybe a little bit of surface level or just under that to say, yes, I've gone through something. Didn't turn out very well, or if you had a success story, please let us know.
Mm.
That'd be fantastic. So, with that being said, thanks for your time today.